He did not plead guilty to a sex offense, so he'd plead only to inappropriate communication.
That is correct. He pled to official misconduct. It did not have any allegations of sexual nature as far as the relationship. It was much easier to prove the inappropriate communications given the sheer number of texts that we recovered on the search warrants.
Do you feel that the considering the evidence that you probably had, I'm sure you took a great look at that, do you think that in this case this is a fair resolution of it?
It's a fair resolution given the balancing of interest that we had to do with our victim and wanting to move on with her life, the defendant's lack of criminal history, and the seriousness of the offense. I think it's a fair disposition. He'll never be a teacher again, and he'll be a felon the rest of his life. And I think it was a fair trade in light of all of the equities and the evidence we had in the case.
She had a lot of family things to consider.
Yes.
And is it of your opinion that, being granted this education and what and all the media publicity that he's been had to endure, do you think it's a safe assumption that he probably won't be doing this again?
It's very highly likely, as the judge indicated, given his lack of criminal history. It has probably never happened again. He won't be in the position to.
Yeah, make sure I get this right. They talked about filing an amended. Was this one of the original charges against him that you pleaded guilty to, or did you file the amended charge that you pleaded guilty to? How did that work out?
I had added two counts of official misconduct, but they were predicated on other types of behavior. I went with this one because it was even easier to prove, given the evidence that we had.
Was this additional, or was this one of the original two official misconduct charges?
It was based upon a different factual basis.
Okay. It was Judge Kavanaugh, right?
That's correct.
Okay, just making sure.
Raymond Kavanaugh.
And I guess, is there anything you'd like to add? I mean, there's all things you obviously can't talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, no, I think that's good, unless you guys have other questions. So.
I was going to say, any relief? That this is behind you now, or?
Well, I think this is one that the community has been paying attention to, and there's going to be people on all sides of it with different opinions. I'm the one who gets to sit here and look at all the evidence. Most of the individuals in the community don't get to see the evidence. They just get to hear what they hear or see what they read. I think I'm in the best position to decide, and after meeting with the victims and taking into all the considerations, I think it's a fair disposition.